I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In Southeast Asia, things are changing for the better in some formerly closed countries. Wycliffe Associates' Brent Ropp says,
officially, Christianity is at less than 2% in the entire area. But we would venture to say that that number is actually growing quite rapidly and is probably in the 8 to 10 percentile range at this point.
Naturally, new believers are hungry for God's Word, and Wycliffe Associates is providing the tools needed to get Scripture into their languages.
We're using some new translation methodologies, but we're also using technology.
But keeping the momentum going is the biggest challenge right now. If the story piques your interest, we can point you in the right direction with some links. And speaking of new futures, Life International's pregnancy centers are changing the lives of thousands, including the life of one woman in Zambia. Belinda Delahoyd of Life International shares the woman's story.
It literally is a young woman in Zambia who was raped by her uncle. And her aunt then came to her and said, "You must go to the river where the crocodiles gather and throw yourself into that river."
But then a Life International partner crossed paths with this woman and brought her to the clinic to get help. She later gave birth to a son, and now God is working in her life.
I think of that young woman in Zambia who now has her own micro business, has a way to raise her little boy, and believes that this little boy, Abraham, is going to be used by God in great ways.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sign up to get our daily e-news blasts for free. Go to missionnews.org, type in your email address on the bottom, and just like that, you'll have up-to-date mission news every day. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.